Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 17th, 2020. So happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. OnePlus is getting a new logo, which appears to be far more stripped back and minimal than the current colourful design. The new logo whipped through the Chinese Patent Office before appearing in the US Patent and Trademark Office earlier today, with applications for the term OnePlus and more. It's not exactly the most comprehensive update to a logo, but it's likely that we'll see it alongside the OnePlus 8 series launch, potentially next month. An error on the Google Store saw the price of the Pixel 4 marked down as free, but naturally this was a pricing glitch, which isn't likely to get honoured anytime soon. It wasn't the only device to have pricing issues though, as the Pixel Slate was accidentally marked down to $149 instead of $499 following last month's cut. Google has confirmed that a fix is incoming for the annoying internet connection issues that many have been experiencing with Android Auto of late. It stops Google Assistant commands from working properly, with the Assistant complaining of weak or poor connections and barely working as a result. An update will be pushed out soon though that will resolve the problem for those experiencing this frustrating issue. The creator of Google Duo, Justin Uberti, made a pretty solid claim that March 16th might have been the biggest day ever for video conferencing, as most of the Western world transfers to working from home in a bid to curb the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. We'd imagine that figure will be dwarfed yet again in the coming weeks though, as a complete lockdown of North America is looking increasingly likely. T-Mobile has mysteriously dropped the Pixel 4 XL from its online store, that is despite all other devices in the Pixel line sold still remaining intact. Even when using a direct link, the page redirects to a landing page for Pixel devices, and it's not clear if the device has been discontinued at T-Mobile or if it's just an issue with the website. And finally, Google has removed basic location sharing from another of its online soon-to-be-killed messaging platforms in the form of Hangouts. The current location sharing options are very rudimentary, with no real-time tracking like you'll see in Google Maps. The location button is disappearing with Hangouts version 32.0, which is rolling out from today. That was the bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.